Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, welcome to our continuation of the discussion of Schitas Peiros. And I want to talk today about the sugya of Mashke Haba L'Ochel that the Gemara tells me on Daf Kuf Mem Daled Amid Beis. That you're able, sochet Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, sochet Adam Eshkosha Anovim Matocha Kedera, Aval Lo Matocha Ka'ara, that you're allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a Kedera. Apparently, a Kedera is a plate that you eat from, a plate that has food in it. But you're not allowed to squeeze the cluster of grapes into a ka'ara. A ka'ara is a plate that you do not eat out of. That's what the Gemara says. The Pashtus is that what this Gemara is referring to is a kula that mefarek only applies when I take a mashke out of an ochel. However, if I go from ochel to ochel if the liquid that is extracted is absorbed immediately into another food. So b'kahai gavna, it is not the malacha of mefarik, because I am going from ochel to ochel rather than extracting a mashka from an ochel. That is simple normative Judaism, and this makes it to Simon Shin Chav. So if Dalid, where it says you're allowed to be sochet and eshkol anovim, the toch kedera shiyesh bo tavshel, kedera takim ha'ochel, b'chozilei mashka ha'bala ochel, uka'ochel dami, avam ein ba tavshel oser. Right? Shulchan Aruch says that I'm allowed to squeeze the eshkol sha'anovim into food, because it's going ochel from ochel. However, Shulchan Aruch writes that this is only permitted kedei letakein ha'ochel. If it's not letakein ha'ochel, if it's not to improve the food, so apparently it still comes across like it's a mashka from an ochel. Exactly what the difference in the cases is requires a teeny bit of thought. But this is the psak of Shulchan Aruch if Dalet.
Rebbe, what's the hechatims of doing this not letzarecha ochel?
Not letzarecha ochel? Again, I think in a situation, let's say, when one of the things that comes up in milking cows is, can I be mekel if I milk a cow and there's a tiny bit of solid food at the bottom, but I'm going to fill up an entire bucket of milk? In that case, it's not letzarecha ochel, no? It's mamish a joke. How's that letzarecha ochel? Right? Many assume it's only considered letzarecha ochel if I have the mashke become completely absorbed. So acharei kechlos hakol, it comes across as an ochel. But if it comes across as a mashke, so then it is not going to be permitted. I think that's the basic idea, and I'm understanding letakein haochel in the sense of the acharei kechlos hakol, it is an ochel. Do you want to understand it differently? Or, I mean, you can try to understand it differently, but you'll be wrong.
Hey, what is the sakin? It doesn't say lasakin. It says the mashkina bala ochel. Like, it could be a piece of meat.
Oh, well, I read Shulchan Aruch, dude. Shulchan Aruch says, right, lischot eshkol anov l'tol kedera kedei latakein ha'ochel. Right, I'm just reading Rabbi Joseph Caro's work. That's all I'm doing.
Ravina and Ravashi said, only said they talked about bala ochel. It has to be a solid.
Correct. Correct. So, but I think what Shulchan Aruch means.
Looking onto it, so that's
but I think what Shulchan Aruch means is zilbasar taima. That the logic over here is I am not extracting a mashka from an ochel. It goes ochel latoch ochel, and as such, if acharei kechlos hakol, it appears, it comes across like a mashke. For example, I have a ton of milk in the barrel that I think will not be matirit. I think kedei latakein ha'ochel means that it remains an ochel. That's the way I'm understanding it. As I said a minute ago, you can disagree, but you're wrong.
Well, that's b'chala. Like, it's b'chala ocha, but like, I can't do this. But it tastes gevaldic. Like, b'chala tastes awesome, apparently.
What tastes awesome?
B'chala.
B'chala tastes amazing. Efshiva ma esha kadosh baruch hu gazer alai. Yeah.
So what if I have a piece of meat in my bucket, and I'm milking the milk?
Yeah, again, so I think that would be mutter, because it's eichel. Again, whether Isser v'heter can be gorim, that it's considered psolas, is a discussion that we'll have with respect to borer, but that's not necessarily relevant over here. The issue of mefarik is that either the malach of dosh min ha-taira, like we spoke about, is that I take ochel out of psolas, and mefarik, which is midrabanan, means I am taking a mashke out of an ochel. But if it goes l'toicha kedera, so then it is permitted. Oh, so far so good? Now, Rashi, however, changes Judaism. Rashi writes on the Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that I'm able to take it out l'toicha kedera, zot Rashi l'toicha kedera shel tav shel l'takno, right? That word l'takno that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch makes it to Rashi. Rashi says, d'mucha chamilsa d'lav l'mashke bo'ila, ela l'eichel, ve'ein ze derech prikoso, ve'hevi kemafrid ochel me'ochel. Right? Rashi adds that this is shelo kederech. Right? Rashi l'cha'ora does not need to say those words, that this is shelo kederech. And Hagon Reb Kiva Eger points out that Rashi is against the Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Because Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis says that if I take the mashke from the Eichel, it is, if I take the mashke from the Eichel and it goes into food, it is not considered mefarik at all. It is not dosh at all. That's the impression that you get from Rashi, from Tosfos, excuse, on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. However, Rashi over here is saying, Stam Azay that Shelo Kederech. Now, Tosfos over there on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis is not speaking specifically about our case when it goes to a Tocha Ochel, but the fact that Reb Kiva Eger is noting that Tosfos, I think what he means to say is that since, according to Tosfos, Kvashim and Shlachos Legufan is not the malacha at all, so hu hadin, if I go ochel la ochel, it is not the malacha at all, which is against Rashi, who just points out that it is shelo kederech. So far, so good. Next Rashi. I'm just reading Rashi with you. Avalol l'toch ha-ka'ora. Rashi writes, you can't do it l'toch ha-ka'ora. Dezimnin de la mashke koi. Sometimes it's mashke. Ve'af agav de beka'ora lo shasi inish. Lo muchecha milsa. Ve'ika isor. Rashi is saying that l'toch ha-ka'ora means that sometimes it's a mashke. It could be it's a mashke. It could be it is not a mashke. And even if I am doing it into an eichel, which is in the ka'ara, it's lo muchecha milsa. Meaning that l'cha'ora, what Rashi means, is that there's an iser derabbanon if I go l'tocha ka'ara. His expression lo muchecha milsa is clear that he is saying that it is a din derabbanon. Whether the case in Rashi is that there is some food in the Ka'ara or there's no food in the Ka'ara is something that we'll have to fight about, and probably Jake and Nady will disagree with whatever I say. But for the time being, right, I see from Rashi that it is an Issa Drabonin. Mr. Fink, how are you?
So just according to Rashi, if you squeeze into an empty cup, but it is much, then also that you're not going to drink it. So that would be mutter.
Ah, so l'cha'ora, what emerges from Rashi is that if it is muchachanosa, right, if it's very clear that I am going into the empty cup, but the empty cup is just a way station to get it to the eichel, so in that situation, it would be Heter Gomer. But Rashi assumes that that's very unlikely, right? Ordinarily, if I go into an empty cup, it is going to be, according to Rashi, an Isser Derabbanon, L'cha'ora. It's going to be an Isser Derabbanon, although it could be that the Pshat in Rashi is that it is only an Isser Derabbanon when the cup is full. Look in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in Se'if Katan Yud Ches. Right? Sifkotin Yud Ches, at the end of Seif Dalet, it says that Mashke that comes to a Ka'ara when there is no Tavshil, then it's Aser. Zuck the Mishnah Brura. Even if your Das is to put it in a Tavshil afterwards, it's Aser. And the Grisha Tainas that this is an Iser de Oraisa. But the Shar Hatzion writes that although the Grisha says this, the Arizal's Rebbe, the Radvaz, disagrees. And the Radvaz writes that it's only Aser Midrabonon. And L'cha'ora, the Pashtus in Rashi, at least if we understand that Rashi is talking about going into an empty cup, is that Rashi is saying it's Aser Midrabonon, that when I squeeze a liquid out of a solid, but my kavone is to put it back into something else, the Radvaz says that's Aser Midrabonon. And the raya for the Radvaz is the fact that he is learning Rashi that says it's Aser Midrabonon in a case that the ka'ara is empty. The bir halacha, dibar hamaska latoch ha-ka'ara, tainas that even though Rashi might be interpreted like the Radvaz, but he thinks that that's not the pshat in Rashi, because the Me'iri says that the case in Rashi is that it goes into a ka'ara that has tavshil. Memela, if the ka'ara has no tavshil, it is for sure asur min ha-Torah. So what the Bir Halacha is saying is that the Jerisha is correct because the Me'iri learns that the ka'ara is full of food, implying if the ka'ara would be empty, it would be asur min ha-Torah, like the Jerisha says. So the Mishnah Brura is proving it based on the Me'iri. I have a sefer by my makom in the Beis Medrash, the Minchas Ariel. And the Minchas Ariel points out that, yeah, the Me'iri Taka says that, but the Tosfos Rid understands that Rashi is talking about an empty Ka'ara. And if it's an empty Ka'ara, then the Radvaz is correct rather than the Drisha. This issue comes up all the time. I got a phone call, Mamish, like Friday afternoon. I don't know if I was able to paskin the Shaila, honestly, because it's Friday afternoon, right after Purim Se'uda. It could be I wasn't supposed to be paskining a Shaila at that point. So the guy calls me up, and his wife is nursing, and the baby is not latching on to the breast well. And the Shaila is what to do about giving the baby food. So she's like, the baby can take formula, but the baby doesn't take well to the formula. It gives the baby like an upset stomach. So is she allowed to pump and then give the milk to the baby, to pump on Shabbos and then give the milk to the baby? So that l'cha'ora is the same Shaila, the Machlokas Drisha and the Radvaz. Because we're assuming that there's an Issa da'iraisa of Mefarek when you take the milk out of the, when the milk is, when the woman expresses milk, that's an Issa da'iraisa. The Heter is that if it goes, it becomes Eichel, the Maichel of a Tino, when the baby nurses, that's an Ochel. But if it goes with Tol HaKos in between hand, so the Mishnah Brura assumes like the Drisha, that's also min ha-Torah, and then you can't be mekel even for a chola she'in bo sakana. However, if the Radvaz is correct, so then there would be room to be mekel at least for the baby who's always a chola she'in bo sakana. Again, if it's necessary, etc. I think that's the way the sugya can be skinned.
What do you ask on the Shabbos?
Again, so I told her like try for a Shabbos, see how it goes, and let's be in touch. Let's be in touch. She hasn't yet called me back. Today's Monday, right? I'll probably get a call from her on Thursday or so. Yeah. Yoni, you have a comment?
Yeah, I'm a little confused. Aren't there like two issues here? There's one issue about if you put it into a car and then planning on later putting it into a Kadira, or you're putting it into a top show. That's like Machloket Drisha and Red Bazes. And then the Bar Alachov case he's talking about is if the Kaara itself has top show in it.
Yeah, but I can extrapolate from the Bar Alachov, who's really dealing with the Shita of Rashi. Right? The question is, how do I learn that Rashi and Kuf Mem Dalad on the base? And Rashi says that's lo mochachamosa, which means it's asamit rabbanon. What does that mean? Is the iser drabbanon in a ka'ara where there is food? But because there is food, since most people don't have food in the ka'ara, so therefore it's asamit rabbanon. Or, right, or in the, right, whatever it is, that it's asamit rabbanon. Or alternatively, do I say that the case is that there's no food in there, and afilu hachi it's asur midrabanan, which would be a raya like the Radvaz. So I'm just using this bir halacha, I'm extending the discussion in the bir halacha to the machlokas Radvaz and the Drisha, which, yeah, the bir halacha does not do so explicitly, but he's kind of hinting at that in the Sograyim. I think that's the way I'm understanding it. Ellie, you have a comment?
Yeah. Why are we talking about like squeezing from squeezing liquid into like a cup, which will then be put in ochel, as opposed to when you're milking, it's just like milk for a baby, it's just gonna remain mashka.
So again, milk for the baby is considered an ochel, because for the baby, milk is the ochel. The question is, can the woman express milk into a bottle and then give that bottle to the baby? Right? Or do we assume that you have to pour it out?
Well, it's in a bottle.
Right? In other words, when the woman pumps the milk, right? So then usually women nurse, the baby takes directly from the breast.
Right?
Is a woman allowed to pump milk, have that milk go into the bottle, and then feed the baby that milk? What?
When it's in the bottle, it's a liquid.
When it's in the bottle, it's a liquid, sure. I mean, it comes out, it's milk. Right? Yeah, it's milk. I mean, the chora has a dim liquid at that moment. It's only when the baby is nursing that becomes a solid. Again, perhaps it is real machalik, that maybe this chafza is always considered a solid, but the poskim assume that's an iser d'oraisa for a woman to pump milk, so they're assuming that it's real mefarik, that it's real d'oraisa. Oh. Now, the issue, however, of going through that way station, whether it's aser min ha-Torah or midrabanan, if I go through a way station, comes up in another Mishnah Brura. There's a discussion in Se'if Vav about being sochet lemons, right? That Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're allowed to be sochet lemons. We pointed out that the minhag in Mitzrayim was that there are sochet lemons directly into some other liquid. It's problematic. Why is this permitted? So the Beis Yosef has a number of suggestions. Maybe lemon juice itself is not intended to be used on its own, so it's only useful when it goes into another liquid, and therefore it's not like I am taking a liquid from a solid, because the lemon juice itself doesn't have a din liquid. That's one explanation. What? Rashi on Kufman.
This case is clearly.
Yes, maybe that's the pshat, that according to Rashi, it's like Mokha Milsa again. Right, that's an interesting way of taking the Beis Yosef about Slita of lemons, that maybe it's based on the Mokha Milsa idea. Again, if you look in the Beis Yosef, in Se'if Vav, right? He begins v'yesh l'tmoa n'mitzrayim they do it. The efshad lo mitzah al kishosin may schitas pri below taruvus mashke. But maybe the isra is only when it's a mashke, meaning that you drink it straight. But since lemon juice you don't drink straight, that's why it's permitted. Inami dilo mitzah el kishosin may mav levad, and then you mix it. But if you mix it directly into the mashke, it's going to be mutter. The Beis Yosef has these two explanations. But b'kitzar ma'aseh, Shulchan Aruch writes that it's mutter to squeeze the lemons. The Mishnah Brura writes that maybe there's no heter squeezing lemons b'zman hazeh, because lemon juice is a real commodity. So tzorach yom gadol, if you're allowed to squeeze it on Shabbos, maybe it's like tutim birimonim. Therefore, you should only squeeze the lemon juice onto sugar, because when you squeeze onto sugar, it's like a mashke haba l'eichel. Moreover, if you squeeze the lemon juice into a tavshil and on an ochel, it's permitted, right? Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah has two eitzes. One eitza is, I squeeze the lemon juice onto sugar. The other eitza is, l'cha'ora, that you squeeze the lemon juice onto the fish, let's say, exactly straight. You squeeze it straight onto the fish. The Chazonish in Simen Nun Vav Se'if Zayin disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah. The Chazonish says that there's no heter to squeeze the lemon juice onto sugar, because the only heter is to squeeze the lemon juice onto sugar and then eat the sugar. But if my kavona is to squeeze the lemon juice onto the sugar and then take that sugar with lemon and put it into tea, so in that situation, it's like I am taking a mashke from an eichel. The lemon is an ochel, and I am taking a mashke from the ochel, and therefore, it's going to be a problem. The fact that there was a way station in between, the fact that the lemon juice went from the lemon into the sugar, and then from the sugar into the punch or whatever it is, the Chazon Ish says, I ignore the way station. I view it like it's going directly from the lemon into the punch, which means it's creating a mashke from an eichel, which is mamish mefari. When the Mishnah Berurah is meiko on this shaila, it sounds more like the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that way stations matter. No? It sounds more like the Mishnah Berurah is assuming what I would call a Radvaz type of svara. But the Chazon Ish is assuming more of a Drisha type of svara. I think that's what emerges. If that's the case, it's a little difficult because the Mishnah Berurah himself was Machmir in Sivkatin Yudches, like the Drisha against the Radvaz. So how come in Sivkatin Chaf Beis he says a Svara, which is very much like the Radvaz?
So I mean, it's actually a Chalik here, no? The cases aren't
like that. Yeah. What's the chalak? Jake, you were milk talking.
I mean, the sugar, it's not that the sugar is like a... You would be machalik between an ochel and a kli. Like, an ochel is not just a way station. I changed the ochel.
Okay. Maybe. although I'm not so sure. In other words, the Chazon Ish's argument is exactly the Chazon Ish invokes the Drisha, actually, in his argument. And the Chazon Ish is saying, Acharika Chos HaKol, I created a mashke. So I'm extracting a mashke from the Ochal. But you're suggesting that maybe there's a difference between when it lands in an empty kli and when it lands in sugar. I'm not 100% sure I hear such a distinction. I shouldn't say not 100% sure. I don't hear the distinction. It doesn't resonate with me. Okay. But I did see that maybe there's a distinction between lemons and other foods. You see...
Wait, Rabbi, doesn't it go the reverse? Wouldn't it be that the... And then the Drisha holds that if you put it in a weigh station, meaning you put the, you put milk into the cup and then only later put it into the top shelf, so then he's chayv in that case, which implies that he suggests that weigh stations do count for something. So that would be against the Chazon Ish.
Yes, the Drisha holds. I see what you're saying. In other words, that's really interesting. In other words, the Chazon Ish, the question is whether weigh stations matter, right? Or do I view it like there's an entire process? So the Drisha says, I don't view it like there's an entire process. If I squeeze a liquid into a cup, it's usher at that point. And then if it's usher at that point, it doesn't matter that it goes later on into something else. So you're saying that the Drisha takes stage B seriously. If I take stage B seriously, so then adarabba, it should be mutter in the case of the lemons.
Right. The only reason you'd be koshish for like the Chazon Ish would be he'd probably argue that like maybe you're more machmir. There's going to be no telly.
Uh-huh. And that's actually a good point. In other words, if anything, the Chazon Ish's chumra sounds more like the Radvaz. It's a little bit paradoxical, right? That the Radvaz would lead... The Radvaz says that the weigh station matters. One second. The Radvaz assumes that the weigh station doesn't matter. If the weigh station doesn't matter, so then it should be usher by the lemons. Uh-huh. I mean, that's sort of the svara I was trying to say. I'm trying to say svara that maybe lemons are different than other things because the lemon juice itself is not really a mashke. Mashke l'cha'ora is like a beverage. It's something that people drink. Lemon juice is never something that people drink, at least in their times. Lemon juice, no one drank it directly. So therefore, there's a svara that by lemons, I treat that lemon into sugar more seriously than I would take the empty thing, because the empty kli becomes a mashka since some people drink it. That's the svara I was trying to develop. I think your idea also resonates. Okay, they could both be correct. So we're talking about ochel letoich ochel, which Rav and Shmuel are mekel on daf kuf mem daled on the base. However, The Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted in Tosus on Kuf Mem Hei Omer Aleph. Tosus Diramasko Reb Yochanan. Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted that a machmir, if I go from Eichel into an Ochel. When the Gemara says, Sochet Odom Eshkol Sha Anodim Latocha Kedera Volotocha Ka'ora, Rabbeinu Chananel says this is not true. And the reason for the Rabbeinu Chananel is because there's a machlokes on Kuf Mem Hei Omer Aleph about schita of kvashim and shlakos. Kvashim are pickles, which means that the cucumber absorbs liquid. Shlakos are vegetables that are cooked in water, which is also that the vegetable absorbs the water, but absorbs it ayudei the cooking. So there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel about kvashim and shlokos. Maybe there's a split between kvashim and shlokos. In the worst case scenario, it's only asr midrabanan. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says that kivashim and shlokos yuchayiv chatos. If you're so chaytet lamei mehen, yuchayiv chatos. Comes along with Rabbi Yochanan. No? Rabbi Yochanan says, I paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore I paskin that there is no heter to be so chayt letoch ha kedera. And this Rabbi Yochanan is Sisrei Torah. Because what conceptual link is there between Schita of Kvashim and Shlokos and Schita Latoch Ha Kedera / Ka'ara? Right? Lechora, there's no conceptual link. Can't I say that I paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? Again, most don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Most assume that Kvashim and Shlokos is only Aser Midrabonin. Rabbi Yochanan paskins that the Schita of Kvashim and Shlokos is Aser Min HaTorah, and the Schita of Kvashim and Shlokos is Aser Min HaTorah, like the Rabbi Yochanan paskins, so he also paskins that Aser Latoch HaKedera. What link is there between these two things? So there are a few issues that have to be skinned away to get at the Hesber here. One issue is as follows. The Gemara entertains that there's a difference between Kvashim and Shlokos. And what's the pshat in this? So Tosfos Dibar Maaseh Kvashim, Tosfos says that when Rav says that it's Aser Midrabanan, Rav is l'shitaso that the Iser is only on the Iser d'Oraisa is only on Zeisim and Anotim, but Tutim and Rimonim is Aser Midrabanan. And Tosfos says this is against Rashi, because Rashi says that Kvashim and Shlokos, the reason why it's Mutter is because the liquid inside them is Ba Mibachotz. Tosfos says Rashi is wrong, because the Gemara in Perek Tolin speaks about that you shouldn't be sochet a beged. Schlita of a beged, the liquid came be bachutz. So why would that be a problem? So Tosfos says maybe I could defend Rashi that maybe that Gemara is going to look with Yochanan. But the Nishmas Odom writes in Klal Yud Daled Ospeis, the Nishmas Odom writes that maybe there's no question at all from the beged, because the beged is a schita, which is part of the malach of kibbutz. That's like no relationship, living or dead, to schita told to the dosh. Right? Tosfos in Ksubos on Daf Vav comments that the word schita sometimes is part of the laundering process, right? And that would be, for example, schita of a beged. And sometimes Schlita is told to the dosh in the extracting process. So the Gemara Kuf Melalap is irrelevant. That's point one. How come Rashi doesn't say like Tosfos?
So that's like Nefare.
Speak to me.
That's like Nefare.
What's like Nefare?
The same word can have different meanings in different places.
Correct. The word schita, the word, it means different things. That's correct. If it's a beged, it has something to do with the malacha of malabein. If it's not a beged, it has something to do with the malacha of dosh, right? It's the same word, but means different things. It's a synonym, a homonym, whatever it's called in English. Homonym, right? The Nishmas Adam writes that Rashi can't agree with Tosfos. You see, yesterday we explained that according to Tosfos, probably, and according to the Ran, certainly, the three categories in the Gemara, Zeisim Ba'anofim versus Tutim V'rimonim versus Uzradin and Prishin, category one of Zeisim and Anofim is because these are the things which are the Zayin Mashkin. Category number two is something that some people squeeze. Category number three is something that nobody squeezes. That's the way Tosfos learns. Rashi, however, learns totally different. Rashi says that Zaysim and Anofim in the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Zaysim and Anofim is not because it is one of the Zayin Mashkim. Zaysim and Anofim is just something that's normally squeezed. Tutim and Rimonim is something that sometimes is squeezed. Uzradin is something that sometimes is squeezed or rarely is squeezed. But your kavana in the squeezing it is legufan, is to make the fruit more geshmak rather than to extract the liquid. That's why Rashi learned the sugya. If that's the case, so we pointed out yesterday that according to Rashi, squeezing oranges, for example, should be also menatayrib as menazah, since everyone squeezes oranges to make orange juice. But also, says the Nishma Sodom, if we're right, so we understand why Rashi can't say like what Taisus says. Because Taisus is saying that it's like Tutim and Rimonim. That Kvashim Shesachdu L'meimein is Patava Asr, because it's like Tutim and Rimonim. But Rashi can't say that. Because according to Rashi, who says it's like Tutim and Rimonim? Because Rashi is going to say that Tutim and Rimonim is something that very few people or some people only squeeze. Kvashim and Shlokos, if it's something that a lot of people squeeze, it should mamish be Asr min ha-Taira. Based on this, Rashi has to say the only reason why it's Asr min ha-Rabbanon is because it's liquid that comes from the outside. Okay, so far so good. What about the Beged? So we pointed out that maybe the Pshat in the Beged is at Sfita of Malabain, but if you look in the Nishmas Adam itself, Nishmas Adam says that there's a difference between schita of peiros or kibbutz, or peiros on the one hand, together with begodim, versus kfashim and shlakos. Maybe the pshat is that peiros and begodim, it's mivla bli, as opposed to the kfashim and shlakos, which is mifkad pikidi. Right? The Gemara at the beginning of Ksubis discusses Mahu liv'ol besula v'tchila b'shabbos. Is the dam basically contained? Is it like in a container? And therefore I break the container and the dam comes out? Or do I assume that the dam is not like in a container, but the dam is being extracted, like from the capillaries and the like? It's a shayla mitzias. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. The Nishma Sodom is using that to distinguish. He says, by the Beged, it is Mivla Bli'i, therefore there's real Shechita. By the Peiros, it's Mivla Bli'i, therefore there's real Shechita. However, by the Kvashim and Shlokos, maybe it's Mifkat Pekidi. That's his suggestion. Okay, so this is kind of an aside. Hold it. And now let's come back to the Rabbi Nukanan.
Rabbi?
Yes.
And you said like different fruits are different because like apples.
Absolutely.
You have to actually extract, but oranges, like if you look inside, it's like these little packets of orange juice.
So, I mean, again, I would say apples is different than oranges, certainly. I think by apples, I could take my apple, I can have the strongest hands in the world. I'm not going to get apple juice out of it. Right? An orange, the liquid, if you squeeze it by hand, some liquid will come out. I don't know if that necessarily means that by an orange it is mifkat pekidi, not mivla bli'i. I'm not sure. But I think there are fruits, like a passion fruit, which people have like on Rosh Hashanah. A passion fruit for sure is mifkat pekidi, no? And if you had a passion fruit ever, basically like you cut off the top, it's not much like Gilligan's Island, right? You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. You cut off the top and like you drink the coconut juice, right? That's a Gilligan, the Chvaido Ba'atzmai, and the Skipper too. That's what they used to do all the time.
Professor do it too, or just them two?
Again?
Professor also, or just them two?
The professor and Marianne, all in Gilligan's Island. Yeah, I think they all drank from coconuts. And so apparently it was the Coca-Cola of Gilligan's Island, basically. I don't know. That's what they did all day. But so comes along the Shvisas HaShabbos. And the Shvisas HaShabbos says a svara like this. I'll give you two svaras to explain the Rabbi Nuchanan. The Shvisas HaShabbos' svara is similar in one respect to the Nishmas Odom. The Gemara entertains that there's a difference between kvashim and shlakos. The reason why it should be more machmir on shlakos than on kvashim is because shlakos becomes an eichel. It becomes an ochel in the sense of, since you cook it together, so the liquid integrates in the vegetable. It becomes like a chelak of the vegetable. And therefore, by shlakos, when I squeeze the liquid out of that cooked vegetable, it's taking something which is an eichel and making it into a mashka. I did a cooking process. This is like a chemical change. That was previously a mashka becomes an ochel. By kvashim, since there's no chemical change, one could argue that it is, it was a mashka beforehand, and it's a mashka afterwards, so therefore there's no real isser. There's a mefarik is only if I go from oichel to mashka. But kvashim, unlike shlokos, kvashim was a mashka when it is contained inside that pickle. Now, if that's the case, so when the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that I am chayiv, even though I'm chayiv when I squeeze kvashim and shlokos. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even though shlokos, which had a chemical change and it became an ochel, kol kulo, says the Shvisas HaShabbos in his Hakdama to Malach of Dosh, you see that taking something from an eichel is going to be usser no matter what. Right, the shlakos, the liquid integrates in that beet. When I cook the beet in the liquid, it all becomes beet. So it's all ochel. When I take it out, I am removing ochel from ochel. And it still is going to be osir. So hu hadin, the Rabbi Nochanan is going to say, if I take from a peril, from a pre, and I'm sochet l'tocha kedera, I go ochel from ochel, it's still going to be osir. Basically, what the Shvisas HaShabbos is saying is that in Metzius, shlakos becomes an eichel. What I squeeze out of the shlakos is ochel. Right? I see the fact that Rabbi Yochanan is mechayiv, that indicates Rabbi Yochanan is saying that going from ochel to ochel is going to be a problem. So hu hadin, Rabbi Nochanano says, to go l'tocha kedera is also a problem. That's the hesber that the Shvisas HaShabbos has, which again is a similar type of idea to the hesber that the Nishmas Adam was saying in terms of Mivla Bli'i versus Mifka Tchichidi, the idea that it integrates. The idea of Mivla Bli'i is more of a svara why it becomes mamish and ochel. The question is, when I extract it, does it remain an ochel? The Shvisas HaShabbos is saying that by shlakos, if I'm chayiv, that means I'm chayiv when I go from ochel to ochel. That's his assumption. It's, of course, debatable, because one could suggest that maybe even by shlakos, when I extract it, I'm creating a mashka from an ochel. But nonetheless, that's what the Shvisas HaShabbos says. Reb Lezer Shach was the Rosh Hashiva in the Yeshiva Tichonit of the Yeshub HaChadash. Later on, he did tshuva, and he became the Rosh Hashiva in the Panevitcher Yeshiva. People say that Reb Lezer Shach was strongly opposed to YU, because there's a letter, Mechtavim U'Ma'amorim, against an institution that calls itself a yeshiva, but is really a college. But those who are in the know are aware that what he was really opposed to was in the early 1980s, Toro started a yeshiva together with their college. Rav Menachem Ganek was actually the Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva in Toro College. Rav Lezer Shach's letter was attacking Toro College and its yeshiva, not attacking YU. I think he probably felt that YU was as levite. You don't even have to attack them. They're like, you know, whatever, treifel holiday. That's my assumption. But,
Rebbe?
Yes. How can you ask a question on this?
No. Going back to Kritos Peros, I think that perhaps the chat was, like what Rav Shach always says, that when you think about a vegetable that has that was cooked in water, and then has there's water absorbed inside of it, what do you call that? Call it soup. It's soup. There's soup inside of the vegetable. I squeeze out, and there's soup. So that's it's a Michael in and of itself. That's why I always like the truck always says it's soup. It's just liquid form of a Michael. It's not like
I'm willing to say that, but the question is, when I squeeze stuff out of my stew, am I squeezing eichel out of that? The stew is an ochel. When I squeeze stuff out of the stew, am I squeezing ochel out of the ochel, or am I squeezing mashka out of the ochel? And the nafkamin is whether that's mefarik. Rabbi Yochanan says I'm going to be chayif min haTorah, and the shrisas of Shabbos is masbir because although it's ochel me ochel, nonetheless, although it's ochel me ochel. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayiv. So who hadin? If I go l'toch hakadir, I'm going to be chayiv. That's the pirish in the Rabbi Nochanano. Now, I should also point out, just that's worth noting, that in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Zayin, the position of the Rabbi Nochanano makes it to the big book. Right? The Rabbi Nochanano makes it to the big book in the context of Kvashim and Shlachos. It says, according to Rabbi Nochanano, even if it's sachat lekedera sheyesh ba'uchal, if I squeeze kvashim and shlokos v'toycha kedera, I'm still going to be chayiv. The Ramah adds that hu hadin Rabbi Nochanan would disagree with Seif Dalid that says that you could be sochet eshkol shal anovim v'toycha kedera. Okay, comes along Reb Lezer Shach, and that was our introduction. Reb Lezer Shach, when we now know who he was before. After Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein, so Blazer Shach writes that the malacha of dash is fundamentally a malacha of extracting, and there's a difference between extracting and separating. There's no dash if I cut off something. I take a beet and I cut the bottom of the beet. That's of course not dash. That's being mafrid as opposed to being mefarik. Mefarik means extracting. If I'm mafrid, if I just separate it into parts, it is not mefarik. The issue that comes up in the Rabbi Nochanano is Rabbi Nochanano is telling me that even by kvashim and shlokos, we're going to view it like it's extracting rather than viewing it like even Kvashim and Shlokos, we're viewing it like it is mafrid, not mefarik. We view it like it's Rabbi Nochanano is saying that we pass it could be eichanim, that Kvashim and Shlokos are going to be chayiv. That means Kvashim and Shlokos, we view it like extracting. There's no din that you're only chayiv on mefarik if you take a mashka from an eichel. Whatever is called extracting is usher. Whatever is called separating is mutter. Haraya, classical dush, is not taking a mashka from an eichel. It's taking an ochel from the klipa. That's called extracting. The malacha is extracting. So Rabbi Nochanano says, by kvashim and shlokos, when I squeeze it l'mei mehen, I am extracting. Extracting is chayim. Hu hadin, Rabbi Nochanano says, that if I take eshkol shah anovim and I squeeze it l'toch hakedera, what that is really doing is that is also extracting. The fact that it ends up as an eichel doesn't matter. Because the malacha, says Reb Lezer Shach, in explanation of the Rabbi Nochanano, the malacha is extracting. And kol zman I'm extracting. If I take kvashim and shlokos and I squeeze it, so I'm taking an eichel from an eichel, but I'm still chayiv because that's extracting. So hu adin when I go l'toch ha-kedera, it's extracting. And because it's extracting, that's why I am going to be chayiv. That is the position of the Rabbi Nochanano. Rabbi Nochanano would disagree both on Sif Daled and on Sif Vav, and on Sif Zayin, Sif Daled and Sif Zayin. However, says Reb Lezer Shach, interestingly, one could split between the two. And one could say that if I take a liquid eichel from a solid eichel, that's called extracting. But maybe if everything ends up mamish a solid, so then maybe that's separating, not extracting. Reb Lezer Shach wants to argue that Shulchan Aruch holds like, or Shulchan Aruch, I don't want to say holds like, but entertains the Rabbeinu Chananel only with respect to Kvashim and Shlakos. Because Kvashim and Shlakos, I could say it's like extracting. But Eshkol Sha'anovim Ratocha Kedera, that looks like separating rather than extracting. What I'm doing is I'm separating this item from that item. So therefore, I'm going to be putter in Se'if Dalet, even perhaps the Mechaber holds that I do not entertain Rabbeinu Chananel in Se'if Dalet, I only entertain Rabbeinu Chananel in Se'if Zayim. That's a Blazer Shach. Now, if you ask me, the Svar of Blazer Shach is exactly punkt vakert, no? It's easier to assume in Se'if Dalet that that is called extracting. But in Se'if Zayin, right, it's easier to assume that's separating. I don't understand why he would argue that Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbeinu Chananel in Se'if Zayin, but not in Se'if Dalet. Right? If anything, in Se'if Dalet, it's more likely to be extracting, and if Zion is more likely to be separating, Reb Lezer Shach is saying that's opposite. Okay, maybe we'll have to develop this idea a teeny bit more tomorrow. I think what I want to do tomorrow is just finish up Sfitas Peiros, talk about the Gezer of Mashkin Shezavu, which is something that Nady wanted to speak about yesterday, but I didn't let him. And then we'll have to move on to Menapet, whatever the next couple of lines in the Gemara is. Any questions or comments or observations? Jokes? Anyone have a talent that they want to show off at our Sheer Talent show? Or no one in the Sheer is talented?
Ben. Maybe we should have done this before Purim.
What'd you say?
We should have planned this Purim. Before Purim.
Say you're breaking up. It was hard to hear.
Purim. Purim.
Purim. That's true. We could have had a Sheer Talent show on Purim. That would have been very entertaining. Although the practice is Purim is not a like Yom Kippur. Who can do like Sunday in Yom Kippur? I don't understand the story. Purim should be the most serious day in the Jewish calendar. No. Okay, gentlemen. Have a wonderful and blessed and marvelous day.
I feel like it's just the opposite.